South America at the end of the 15th century was unknown territory for the Spanish conquistadores. When González Fernández de Oviedo y Valdés, chronicler and official historiographer of the Spanish court, arrived in South America in 1532, things still hadn't changed that much. His mission was to inform the Spanish authorities of the actual political and economic situation. Oviedo was to write about the new Spanish colonies as objectively and impartially as possible, in contrast to the Spanish conquistadores, who glossed over their reports. He strove to record and portray everything as accurately as possible: the land and the people, the customs, traditions, landscape, and flora. And everything was very exotic to him.
I do not know whether I will succeed in describing the tree in the way that I would wish, as its aspect is like no other tree that I have beheld. The difference is so great that I cannot decide whether I should call it a tree or a monster among trees.
No wonder. Oviedo's perplexity may be excused. He was seeing such monster trees for the first time in his life, and he lacked the words, the terms that are so familiar to us today, cacti or succulents. They simply did not exist in the language of those days. The fact that he was barely able to describe what he saw perturbed Oviedo deeply, and he doubted that his countrymen would get a clear picture based on his descriptions.
Better than any description would be a drawing by an outstanding distinguished artist such as Leonardo da Vinci, whose acquaintance I made in Italy. And seeing it for oneself is far better than any description or picture.
Unfortunately, Oviedo could not draw as well as his talented Italian contemporary Leonardo da Vinci. But Oviedo took pains to study and describe the natural world as accurately as possible, in true Renaissance spirit. All-around geniuses, like Leonardo da Vinci, studied nature and the human body, and how the latter reacted to medicinal herbs. Just as assiduously, Oviedo described his observations of a unique tree that the native people called torch tree.
It produces numerous branches with broad, prickly leaves, which can only be described as misshapen and ugly owing to their thickness and spines. These branches began as such prickly leaves and then produced new leaves themselves. As these leaves turn woody, they too start producing new leaves, and so it continues until a series of leaves give rise to a branch.
The torch tree is an arborescent prickly pear cactus, similar to the one that you see in the picture and can find growing nearby.